Hello, everyone. Well, it's been announced in Paris that the French Republic recognized Palestine as a state, or also that will recognize. I think there are a few things to be signed off at. And they're going to make the full announcement when the United Nations General Assembly meets in New York this September. So most world leaders will attend that. That's marvelous news. Now, there's the G7, the group of the seven large developed economies. And France is a member of those. It's so far been the only member of the G7 to do so. So that is the United States, United Kingdom, I think, is it Canada, Germany, France? Who are the other two? Japan. And I can't remember. Was it Australia? Because obviously there's some highly developed countries that are not in it because they're very small, like Luxembourg or Monaco or the Netherlands or something. So President Emmanuel Macron correctly said the urgent need today is for the war in Gaza to end and for the civilian population to be rescued. Peace is possible. We need an immediate ceasefire, the release of all hostages, and massive humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza. So this is magnificent. Now, as usual, they're a notorious international terrorist. Benjamin Netanyahu, he's trying to deny the Palestinians their human rights. He has been obstinately oppressive towards the Palestinians for frankly racist reasons for decades, and he says this rewards terror. Well, that's absolutely not true. Palestine is a nation, whatever Hamas has done. Well, I don't know whether there's the worst terrorist organization in the world, whoever it is, that nation that they belong to is still a nation. Goodness. So not recognizing Palestine is rewarding Israeli terrorism. And don't be cowed by these threats. It's like in the Republic of Ireland, we nobly have chosen into introduce sanctions. We will not trade with those who are illegally occupying the West Bank. We will not purchase stolen goods. And there's going to be pushback. We're going to pay a price for that because, unfortunately, there are a lot of bigoted politicians in the United States who will take action against the Republic of Ireland. So, yeah, if you do the morally right thing, you will suffer. And the wages of sin are fantastic. There's a very, very high price which is paid to reward people who are wicked. So evildoers very often profit from it. Anyway, so the United States has disagreed with this, called it reckless. Reckless? The murder of 60,000 civilians is not reckless, but recognizing a nation is. That's what Marco Rubio said it's reckless. Is he out of his mind? But we have to do something with these poor, beleaguered Palestinians who are suffering unimaginably. It's just hellish what they're going through. Hundreds of them murdered every day, and I mean hundreds. And in most days, not a single Israeli soldier is killed, not a single Israeli soldier is wounded. And I don't want people to be killed or wounded. But the idea that there's a war in Gaza is wrong. It's a massacre because the Gazans are virtually defenseless. So it really is just heartbreaking. Wow, baleful isn't the word for it. Anyway, it's so grief-laden, the news out of Gaza every single day. And infuriating, the outrageous injustices inflicted upon the Palestinians for decades. What are they to do? Goodness. So Macron, and he's an evil, evil bastard in other ways, absolutely abominate him, but evil people do the right thing occasionally, and maybe not for the right reasons. He said, true to its historic commitment to a just and lasting peace in the Middle East, I've decided that France will recognize the state of Palestine. We must also guarantee the demilitarization of Hamas and secure and rebuild Gaza. Finally, we must build the state of Palestine, ensure its viability, ensure that by accepting its demilitarization, recognizing Israel, it contributes to the security of all of the Middle East. There is no alternative. And he's written to the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, reiterating this decision. Anyway, unsurprisingly, it's been warmly welcomed by the Palestinian Authority, Hussein al-Sheikh. Issuing a statement about it. Goodness. So the Palestinian state has been recognized by dozens of countries all around the world, almost as many as recognize Israel. Every country, one first of all, starts out unrecognized. Every nation starts sometime. And I know an Israeli saying, oh, they're fakestinians, Well, they're Palestinians. What are they if they're not? I know they're Arabs, but that's the Arabs are a family of nations, not a nation itself. And I know they're Muslims, but that's not a nationality, that's a religion, and so on. People say, oh, they're really Jordanians or Egyptians. Are they? That's like saying that Israeli Jews, they're really Ukrainians and Poles and Germans and Frenchmen and Americans and Italians and Moroccans and Iraqis. They came from other places, much further afield than the Palestinians. But if the Palestinians wish to accede to Jordan and/or Egypt, and the Jordanians and/or Egyptians wish to receive them, then I can perceive no objection. But so far as I know, neither of those situations pertains. The Palestinians do not wish to be absorbed into an adjacent Ishmaelite state, nor does any neighboring Arab state wish to absorb them, and therefore Palestine is Palestine, isn't it? Every nation has to start somewhere. Think of the American Declaration of Independence. There was a time when nobody recognized the United States, even a lot of Americans didn't recognize the United States. Every nation has to start somewhere. Goodness. So 140 out of the 193 member states of the United Nations recognize it. Palestine can't get into the United Nations because they're constantly blocked by the United States. We've got this veto in the UN Security Council. So it's long overdue for the United Kingdom to do so. Now, even Sir Keir Starmer has finally been pressured into this by Labour backbench MPs, saying there's a statehood is the inalienable right of the Palestinian people. And he said that a ceasefire would put us on a path to the recognition of a Palestinian state and a two-state solution. Well, that gives a veto to the Israelis and incentivizes them not to have a ceasefire, to continue the wholesale slaughter of civilians in Gaza. It's not up to Israel whether Palestine is a nation or not. The Israelis did not secure Palestinian approval for the establishment of the State of Israel. Why on earth should Palestine have to do likewise? That they need the say-so of those who are illegally occupying them, those who are slaughtering their people by the tens of thousands. No, it's not in Israel's gift to grant or to withhold Palestinian statehood. But a Palestinian state is a reality. Unfortunately, some nations are too purblind to recognize this. And even Wes Streeting, and he's an absolute monster, evil, vicious, bloodthirsty mass murderer. I mean, even he said that there ought to be a Palestinian state, whilst there's still a state to recognize. I mean, obviously, in Gaza, the Palestinian state can't carry out any of its functions. I know Hamas has effectively ruled that for about 20 years, but almost every school, hospital, mosque, everything destroyed by the IDF. Wow, it's just a hellscape there. People scrabbling around in the dust for a little bit of flour, lured out on the pretext to be given food and then shot dead. It's just sickeningly cruel. Well, I'm very glad that the French are taking the right decision. When or when is this going to happen? That there's going to be peace, and when or where will justice come? The United Nations Relief Agency in Gaza said 20% of children in Gaza City are now malnourished. 20%. Frankly, I'm surprised it's that low. It may be an underestimate. I don't think they use the word malnourished lightly, and that is growing. And obviously, some of them are going to die. It'll be a contributory factor to their deaths. If they're ill with other factors, they might die from the malnutrition itself. Even if this malnutrition ends and they suddenly get sufficiency of comestibles, they may be permanently underdeveloped because they've missed out on vital nutrition at a crucial developmental stage. So there's such evil in the world, and it's very, very sad to recognize that some truly wicked and cruel people get away with it. And evil often triumphs. It is a myth that the good guys win, and crime often pays. I wish there was justice in the world. There is very little justice. Anyway, do what you can to save Gaza.